following the story, if you've been following the story of Chanan, you're sure Chanan won. He successfully disproved the claims of the Tzavad Be'atuna, and he won. Now, originally, this whole thing was a challenge by the Roman Emperor, and he was challenged to bring them and bring the Tzavad Be'atuna to him. So now let's see what he does. So he won. So he says, you guys have to come follow me. So I'm going to read the Gemara inside. I will pull it up on the screen, actually, so we can read it together. It's a very, very strange Gemara. I mean, very hard to understand exactly what's going on in that Gemara. Some of it is geschmack. Some of it is interesting, you know. So basically, let's bring it up. Bottom of 8B. Okay, so now he So basically, he defeated them. He brought them into a ship because they had agreed that when he came, he was going to bring them into his ship. And each one came into their own individual room. Now, the problem was that if each one comes into their own room, they're not going to come. The Maharal explains because the Koyach, they knew that their whole Koyach to undermine Rav Shimon ben Chananya would only be as a group. Rav Shimon ben Chananya as a Yachid was able to overpower them as a group, but they knew that as a Yechidim, they have no chance against him. And they were nervous, you know, they didn't know what he has planned, right? Well, what does he have planned? So they wanted to make sure they were coming as a group. And he knew this, so he, Dafka, didn't want them to come as a group. So what did he do? He made on the boat 60 different rooms because he would put each of the Tzavad Be'atuna in a separate room, but they wouldn't be masking. So he did a smart thing. What did he do? What was the Chochmah? In each room, he put 60 chairs. So as the guy comes in, he's like, oh, I'll go here. Probably he's inviting all my friends into this room. The guy goes in, he locks the door, and you're by yourself with 60, 59 empty chairs. So I assume kol chad b'chad kichazi shitin b'stark. When he saw 60 chairs, all my friends will come in. Fine. Eventually, he got all 60 onto the boat, and off they go. He tells the... Now, that itself tells you a certain nekuda, that the chokmah, their chokmah is not something, it's only as a group, which essentially what that means is that a yachid cannot achieve their shlemus through that chokmah, because that chokmah is very superficial. So if you cover all 60 angles of, you know, 6 times 10, right? 60 is the shlemus of Olam Hazeh. 6 is the shlemus of Teva. 10 is the shlemus of Numbers. The Numbers is a full series. So 60 is the full shlemus of Teva. If you cover with every angle of Teva, then the Chochmah does something for you. Then it's a shlemus. But Torah, one person can achieve shlemus through the Chochmah of Torah. So Amar Leilis Funa. So he tells the boatman, better known as a sailor, I guess. Mamalei lesfuna, shari sefintach. Shari, go take your boat out. Take your boat out. Bahade de kaasu. They were about to enter, you know, they were still in the ocean. Shokal afra me'afrayu. He took dirt off of the dirt that the Tzavad Be'atuna had on them, had on their feet, or wherever they had their dirt. He wanted to keep some dirt from Athens. So they were coming into Rome, and he wanted some Greek, good old Greek dirt. Now, I don't know let's see what he's going to want to do with this Greek dirt, but he brought with him the Greek dirt off of the feet of the Tzavad Be'atuna. Now, they were on a boat for a while. Apparently, it looks like Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya did not feed them that well. And, you know, so he finally brings them back to the emperor after all this back and forth. Kimatu lebei bli'i. This is one of the interesting parts of this Gemara. When they reached the Bay Bli'i, they translate in this thing, the house of the swallowed. Bay, house, Bli'i. Now, what is the Bay Bli'i exactly? So Rashi says, okay, let's put up Rashi here. Getting high tech here. Rashi says, "Mayim shebe ukainus." It's a water. It's water in the ukainus. Now, I don't know geography that well, but I don't think to get from Greece to Rome, you need to hit the Atlantic Ocean, right? So I assume Atlantic could mean the Mediterranean. It could mean some sort of. I'm not sure you hit the Mediterranean either, but maybe there you do. That it could be depending on how you go. You go this way, that fine, but it could be Mayim shebe ukainus sheboilim kol meimoy sheboilim. There's a spot in the ocean that the water over there absorbs all the water in the world. It means if you put water in there, it just keeps on getting absorbed into that water. You won't see the water getting bigger. So you have a cup with the mayim of the Beblii in this cup, and you pour more water, it will just get absorbed into the existing water. That's the Metzias that Rashi describes. Boilim kol meimoyz sheba'olam shenoyflim boy, umivien oisam atahaim. It brings the water into the tahaim. Upoltoy say something in the tahaim, it lets it out. V'hainu d'ksev kol hanecholim holchim al hayam v'hayam einenu mali. Why isn't it mali? Because it hit the point of blibli. Not answering any questions about this. This is what Rashi says that is going on here. So now, kimati lebebli. He brought a, he filled up a pitcher, a jug of water from that water. Okay. So now he came fully equipped with 60 of the Sabbath Beatuna, one cup of Mayim de Beblii, and a little bit of dirt from the Athens dirt. All right. Let's figure out what this recipe is all about. Kadasu, when he brought them in front of the emperor, Okimnu Kame Kesar. He presented them to the Kesar. He said, I won, I brought you them. Chazinu Davu Ma'ani. He saw that they were very weak. The Caesar saw apparently they were very shvach. And I guess it wasn't very impressive. It wasn't like an impressive catch. You know, you would think you brought these, you know, chachamim, these proud people, the wisest men in their land, and they came in, they're all shvach. And Rashi adds, the reason they were shvach is because they didn't feel comfortable outside Rome, outside Greece. They were in foreign territory, so their pride fell. And they were very, they weren't, you know, it wasn't an impressive catch. Amrlei hani lav ninu. These are not them. These are not they. How could these be the Sabbath de Beatuna? So what did Rabbi Yeshua knew all this. Shokal ma'afray v'shadalai. He took the dirt from Athens. He threw it on them. And the smell of the dirt, like, hey, guys, we're in Athens now. So now that woke them up. And now they felt like they were themselves. Akshu la'api malka. Now, Rashi says, he'izu v'dibru kosher says ha'melach. So now they felt like they had the home court advantage now, right? All you got to do is bring your, you know, bring your, you know, the court to the other stadium, and now you have the home court advantage, right? So now you put the dirt down, they feel like they're at home. So now they're bringing all chutzpah to the king, the emperor. The emperor says, buddy, get rid of them. I'm really called the boys of it, whoever, whatever you choose to do with them, they're all yours. Now, Rabbi Shimon Chanan is not going to kill them. Be a dime. So what could he do to help assist that they should meet their end? So I sinu my die, simi bebli. So let's go back to the good old mayim de bebli. He filled up, he brought that water. And Shadino bitagida, he put it in a little cup. Okay. Amar lohu, and he said, as soon as you fill up this cup of water, you can leave. So Amar lohu, malyua lohu, vezil lohu. Once you finish filling up this water, this cup with water, you can leave. Malu v'shadu be kamay kamay. They kept on bringing water. Ubali luhu ma ubali luhu. And the mind the Beit Bli kept on swallowing the water, so it was never getting filled. Malu ad shamit katfayu. They kept on bringing more. Eventually, their shoulders collapsed. Ubali luhu v'azal, and they all died. Ad kan, at the end of the story. There is no bir agra on this, so apparently he understood a kipshutai. But how do we understand some of what's going on in this part of the story? Right, we're out of the riddles. Right? So now that we're out of the riddles, what in the world is going on over here? There's a strange mice over here. So there's a couple of things. Number one is that, first of all, if we go, right, we had two mahalchim in the whole story here between the Sabbath Be'atuna and Rav Shimon Hanani. One was the Groz Mahalch explaining whether we are the eternal people or they are the eternal people. And then the mahalch of the Maral was to say that they have physical, scientific chachmah, and we have spiritual chachmah. And it was proving the significance of spiritual chachmah over physical chachmah. So according to the Maral's Mahalach, he explains this Gemara as well, more or less. He says, first of all, we already told you that they need to be all together because they don't have a shlemus by themselves. He doesn't, I don't know if he says that or not, but that's what I'm saying. He says that the Mayim Be'i Bli is a mitzias that you cannot understand. It cannot be explained. And he says part of that is, that's fine, so they can't explain it. But he says the symbolism of it is that when you are the most, when you are involved in Chumrius, and you're involved in only explaining things on the physical level, you will never be satisfied. You will never be fully satisfied. First of all, you won't be satisfied in the Chochmah, you won't be satisfied in your Gashmias. You keep on adding more and more and more. You think that, you know, your 2022 car is not making you happy, so you get the next year car. You think that's one thing, so then you get your boat. You think the boat's not making you happy, then you get your private jet. You think that there's nothing. It's endless. Being involved in the Chumrius and defining everything without any spiritual connection is endless. It's an endless cycle of chasing after your tail. You will never end up with a full shlemus of happiness. So that's what the Mayim de Beit Bli represents, and that's what Shmuel Chanan's point was. You know why you're going to die eventually? You're going to die filling up water. You're going to die filling up a cup that doesn't get full, because you are not heading anywhere. You have no goals. You have nothing important in your life that you can define, because if everything is just what's defined, there's nothing above, there's nothing greater, there's nothing larger than life, then you're just going to be filling it up and it's never going to get full. As far as the offer is concerned, I think the symbolism of the offer is back more aligned with the gra. Because what that means to say is, I take you off your land and you're nothing. And the Jews have been off their land for 2,000 years and we still are something. That means that how could it be that you are an eternal people if the moment that you will be put in a different place and be sent off to Gauls, you're going to be disintegrated. You're going to lose all your power. The only way you could retain your power is if I give you a little bit of dirt that I chose from you. It means your kayak comes from your land. You have nothing inside of you, internal. It's all externalities which define you. It's your externalities which make you comfortable. This is my pshat. I'm making this up, but I think it's a good pshat with the gross thing. As opposed to the Maral says in a different place in Netzach Yisrael, he says that the Klal Yisrael were never defined by their land. Eretz Yisrael was always a matana to Klal Yisrael. You can have it, but if you don't have it, you also have Klal Yisrael. We are never defined by our land. We are always defined by our Torah and our spiritual accomplishments, and we're charged with the mission of Torah. That's what defines us, as opposed to other nations. So therefore, you could send us to Galus Heimpes Morgan, but we're still gonna. Nothing changed. We were never defined by our land. Your mahalach is that you're defined solely by your land, to the point that if I displace you onto a different land, you won't be able to find your identity. And I need to bring you some dirt off your shoes so that you can be defined as who you are. That is by definition not an eternal people. And a people that can define themselves above that, that's going to be the eternal people. So I think both like the Maharal and like the Gross Pshat, you have meaning over here. In the end of the story, some symbolism to show how they won the battle ultimately. So tomorrow night, we will give you the first introduction to the Gemaras of Rabba Bar Barchana. We're switching from Sabbath Beatuna to Rabba Bar Barchana. Rabba Bar Barchana is in Baba Basra Ein Gimel. And if you thought this stuff was interesting, wait till you get there. So, Mr. Hashem, I do not have great sources on it. I mean, there is still Rabbi Aaron Feldman. It's not that the Art Scroll says that their entire Pirish is based on his Pirish also. And so, you know, I noticed that.